All right, so the government shutdown continues. And now what does that mean for, as we enter, you know, the second week here, what does that mean for air travel? What does it mean for those that are being furloughed or those that are expecting back pay? Let's bring in Congressman Tim Walberg to talk it all. Congressman, good to have you back.
Good to be with you, especially the morning after a great Tigers win.
It was a big win.
Oh, wow.
It was a big
Everyone win. Talking Tigers.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, that's one bright spot.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Let's start actually with yesterday. We saw some fireworks on the Hill in the hallways there. What's boiling over? There seems to be a lot of frustration.
Well, there is frustration. This should never have happened. After the Democrats voted for this same legislation 13 times under Biden and one time under President Trump, for them to say they couldn't support it again, I just don't get it. And then to have in their alternative proposal a cut of the basic reforms that we put, and I call them reforms because they were so necessary in the Working Families Tax Cut bill that assisted hospitals in my district, the rural hospitals, with $50 billion of special funding to help them keep hospitals going, also to cover Medicaid in a better way without wasting it on waste, fraud, and abuse and on illegals. They want to take that all out. That's a non-starter. And then they bring up something that isn't even part of a funding issue because it doesn't take place until in December, toward the end of December, where the Affordable Care Act insurance company subsidies will expire that the Democrats put in their three-year timeline themselves. So to throw that in now is just another substantiation that they want to put a black eye on Trump, stop the progress forward, and use this budget negotiation as the process to do it. Now, I don't think there's a means by which we can get to all that negotiations until we open up government, and that would take a simple vote like that was done in the House when we passed it now well over almost 3 weeks ago. The Senate could do the same thing. But we'll see what happens. We don't want to shut down. We didn't want it. We voted against that. And yet we have the Democrats and Chuck Schumer stopping it.
Congressman, the president acknowledged that the military members might miss their paychecks on October 15th. And for families who depend on that income, it's not really political. It's really personal for them. Should Congress prioritize maybe a standalone bill to ensure that the troops get paid?
Well, I'd certainly be willing to look at that. Absolutely. I'd be willing to look at that. And that's an important thing for us to understand, that on the first of the month, they receive their paycheck, but on the 15th will be the next paycheck. And if they miss that, we're talking about all military families not receiving a paycheck that will pay for their mortgages, pay their car insurance or their car loans, transportation needs for their families. We have National Guard troops from Michigan who are in far-flung places of this earth right now, or other states, going after demonstrators and rioters, and yet at home, their job that they were in is not paying them, and the job that they are doing right now for the military won't be paying them, and mom and kids back at home will have a very significant problem. So again, the reason we want this government open is for things like that, and it could very easily be opened if a small number of remaining Democrats in the Senate would join the three that already supported this stopgap measure that would give us time to negotiate all of the other topics relative to appropriations, if they would just do that. Remember, overwhelming number of members of Congress in House and Senate have already voted for this short-term funding bill, allowing us to do the rest of the process that we would like to achieve. I'll remind you that in the House, all 12 appropriations bills have come out of the Appropriations Committee. Three of them have already been sent over the Senate. Chuck Schumer's blocked all three of those, along with this short-term CR. So I think the writing is on the wall that for some reason, Chuck Schumer and his Democrat colleagues in the Senate want to make a point by putting this pain and suffering on the backs of American citizens, travelers, air traffic controllers, our military. None of this should be happening. And it's frustrating for a guy who's voted for this, doesn't want to shut down, learned my first term in office that shutdowns never work. They shouldn't be used. And I'm hoping that a bill that we have in the House and Senate right now that would end this by saying there will never be a shutdown again. Automatically, a CR will take place until we actually get an appropriations package in.
Is there a political way to get out of this for the American people who aren't getting paid right now? Could there be some guarantee made, like, yes, we will talk about these subsidies after you reopen the government? Could that get the ball rolling?
Well, that has already been stated by both Speaker Mike Johnson and the president.
Right, verbally, but I'm wondering if there's something else that could get us to a deal. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe there is, but the other side will have to accept that. So far, the word of Speaker Johnson, that has one thing about Speaker Johnson, when he says it, he means it, and he doesn't back down or equivocate on it. I think the president is also known for that, that when he says something, he will carry it out. And that's the frustration when you have key people saying, hey, listen, there will be time to negotiate this subsidy for insurance companies, because none of that ACA, or Affordable Care Act subsidy, will go directly to the ratepayers, you and me. They will go to the insurance companies. So this is a bailout for insurance companies who continue to raise their rates, even if we do this. So that's, I think, is the frustration, and negotiation will have to go on with this. But remember, that was only originally for COVID time.
Yeah,
it wasn't planned to be forever, and that's why the Democrats, who passed it themselves, put the three-year timeline in. Mm-hmm. And here we are again. So I'm hoping that today, as we have the exciting news of what's going on in Gaza right now, and a deal that has started that will ultimately save lives and get that region back into some sense of security, that we can do similar things here and get the government opened up again so we can get our committees working again. As chairman of the Education Workforce Committee, yeah, I've got several hearings that we need to do. But until we stop the shutdown, we can't carry that on.
Certainly.
So yep. Call Senator Peters and Senator Slotkin and say it is time.
We will call her at 8:19.
She's going to be on our show in a couple minutes.
Yeah. So we'll talk to her.
Tell her I asked her to open up government.
We will. All right, Congressman Tim Walberg, appreciate the time as always. We'll take a break, 8 o'clock hour coming up. Tigers with a big win yesterday. It's all next in JR Morning.